Well, good morning, everyone. I'm like the appetizer or the entree. I come before the main course. And got another story for you this morning. But before I do that, I wanted to actually tell you a little bit of my story. Because last weekend was our 45th wedding anniversary. Now, I know you didn't think we were that old, you know. Maybe I met her in primary school, eh? But it wasn't always going to be that long, because somewhere soon into our marriage we had all kinds of problems, and we were sort of scrapping and telling each other we didn't want each other, and we were about ready to dissolve this marriage. But you know, one night I went home and I took a good look at my life, and I didn't like what I saw. I didn't really believe in God. I was an engineer and I believed in, you know, the laws of physics, and when you drop something it goes down, and you know, things like that. But this was something I couldn't fix, and I just cried out, God, if there is a God, help. And I woke up the next morning and it was like I was changed and different and clean inside, and God gave me a promise. And one of the promises was that what he'd put together, our marriage, was going to stay together. Unfortunately, he didn't give it to Edith. It took a little longer for her to get that message, but she did. And so here we are 45 years later, and it's still getting better and better. We're each other's best friends, and yeah, we have a lot of fun. We get ourselves into a lot of interesting situations, and it's fun. So that's a little bit about us. Now, yesterday I told you a story about a character in the Bible, and I want to do another one this morning. You know, when we read the stories in the Bible, we think, oh, you know, that's great, but it never happened to me. Or we read them, and this is the story this morning is one that we know very well, and we sort of know the traditional story of it. And it's the story of Abraham taking Isaac up on the mountain and sacrificing him. We actually, it was in that last song, wasn't it? There was a word about a living sacrifice. Well, that was Isaac. He was one of the first living sacrifices. And we think of the story as a story of Abraham's faith, the test of Abraham, how God tested Abraham up on the mountain. And have you ever thought about it from Isaac's point of view? You ever thought about what it would be like to be Isaac? You don't want to be. You'd rather be Abraham, wouldn't you? Any time. You wouldn't want to be Isaac. But I want to tell you Isaac's testimony, right? So you've got to pretend that I'm Isaac, and I'm going to give his testimony now. Okay. Hi, my name's Isaac. I want to tell you something that happened to me when I was about 12 years old. You know, I come from a very religious family. In fact, my dad is kind of like a religious nut. My mum and dad, they were told by an angel that I would be born when my mum was 90 and my dad was 100. My mum's kind of laughed at that idea, but here I am, living proof that it happened. One day my dad came back from out in the fields where he'd been praying, and he told my mum that God had told him that he had to go and make a sacrifice up on a mountain, and he wanted to take me with him. Now, you know, I was a regular kid under PlayStations and skateboards and rock music, but I wasn't really into praying and sacrifices on mountains. I didn't really want to go, but my mum said I could go, and so I couldn't get out of it. I had to go. So early the next morning, we got up and we cut the firewood and we loaded the stuff on a couple of donkeys, and with some of the servants, we set off on this journey. And it took us a couple of days to get there. And on the third day, we saw this mountain sort of looming up in front of us, Mount Moriah. And we set up a camp at the bottom of the mountain. And Dad said to the two servants, he said, "You stay here and we will come back to you in a little while." So he loaded the wood on my back, and Dad had this little bowl with some fire smouldering away inside it and the big knife, and we set off up this mountain path up to the top of the mountain. And, you know, as we were going along, I thought, you know, I didn't know too much about sacrifices. I thought, there's something missing. What's missing? Yeah. Hey, don't they have some sort of an animal, a lamb or something, for a sacrifice? And I said to my dad, Dad, what about the lamb? Where's the lamb? And he just about choked and spluttered, and he said, God will provide. And we kept on going up the mountain, and then we got to the top, and we gathered all the rocks, and we made a little altar platform there, and we put the sticks on top of this platform. And then my dad said, did something really crazy. He got a piece of rope, and before I knew what had happened, he looped it around my hands and tied me up and tied my feet up. And then he picked me up and he put me on top of the twigs on the altar. I thought he'd gone crazy. And then it suddenly began to dawn on me. I was going to be the sacrifice. I closed my eyes. And when I did that, all of my past sort of flashed across and like on a big screen. I saw all the sins that I'd ever done in detail. And then I didn't want to look at those, so I opened my eyes again. And I saw my dad had picked up this big knife. This is serious. I know he loves me, but why does he want to kill me? I closed my eyes again. And I began to pray. I said, God, I'm sorry. Sorry for all my sins. I'll never sin again. I'll never do all those things again. But God, please help me. Save me. I opened my eyes and looked up. Dad had the knife up, raised up. And I shut my eyes again. And then two things happened. The first was that this great peace came right over my body. It just like flooded me with peace, and I just relaxed, and it was just unreal. And the next thing that happens, we heard this big booming voice telling my dad to stop and not to kill me. I thought it was another angel, but you know, I think it was really God. It was God himself. He told Dad that he had seen his obedience. Now I know why he'd done it, to tied me up and gone to sacrifice me. It was a test of his obedience. And then we heard another sound. We looked over and we saw over to the side there was a ram caught in a bush. My dad, he had tears in his eyes. He untied me. And he hugged me. You know, it was more like we were brothers than father and son. That moment, I came to realize that his God was my God. You know, we knelt down together and we sacrificed that ram on the altar. My heart was so full of thankfulness to God. First of all, I was thankful that I was alive. It was like I'd begun a new life. I realized what kind of faith my dad really had, because he told my mom and he told the servants that we would be coming back. It was kind of like I'd been resurrected. I was thankful for that ram too. You know, that ram became a substitute for me. It died instead of me. I was thankful that now I could know the living God and walk with him just the way my dad did. We knelt down and we talked to God, and God spoke again and he pronounced promises to my father, wonderful blessings, commended his obedience and promised us many, many descendants. You know, when I have sons, I hope that they're going to come and know the living God all for themselves, just like I did. Not enough to know the God of your father. You have to know the God himself. Thank you.